USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as four law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii has left three people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on three Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a third victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
There's a new lawsuit against a ride-sharing service. Tim Berg has the story.
Ride-hailing company Lyft is being sued for sexual assault of 20 female passengers. The suit filed in San Francisco Superior Court claims Lyft has been negligent in addressing over 100 incidents of sexual assault and rape since 2015.
A Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen, according to U.S. officials, marking the first time such sophisticated components have been taken en route to the war there. The seizure from a small boat by the United States Navy and United States Coast Guard happened Wednesday in the Northern Arabian Sea, and the weapons have been linked to Iran. The U.S. has consistently accused Iran of illegally smuggling arms to Houthi rebels battling the Yemeni government, and has seized smaller and less sophisticated weapons in transit. The missile parts found in the latest incident were described as more advanced than any others previously seized. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and Brandon Lips, the deputy undersecretary, spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and did not have dependents, and said 2.1 million were not working. For months, asylum seekers have been prohibited from filing their claims at U.S. border crossings under a Trump administration policy. The migrants' efforts are causing major traffic delays at Arizona crossings because United States Customs and Border Protection officials had to barricade lanes used by cars legally entering the United States from Mexico. Shoppers, teachers, and visitors traveling to the U.S. through Nogales, Mexico, endured up to five-hour waits over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.